DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Thursday, happy Thursday to everyone out there.
Do you see how hyped this man is?
Yeah,
damn,
man.
Dog. I'm telling you, man, we got to do this.
Why are you so hyped, man?
I listen to this all the time, and I hear it. I'm never in for the mixtape.
Yeah. So we going to have a fun mixtape, but first I want to update everybody on what's going on. Actually, I want you guys to update, man.
So you can't do it? I see how. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, no, I just want y'all. I seen a text from, I forgot what number, but. They say I guess they just got in the car. They not sure what we're doing. So kind of explain to the people what we're doing today.
All right, so we're raising money for the Houston Food Bank. The Houston Food Bank, obviously, they do important work here in the greater Houston area. In fact, they cover a lot more than you'll realize. Their work covers 18 counties, which, I mean, that's not just Harris. That's not just Montgomery. That's not just Fort Bend. It goes very, very wide. Over a million people are served every year by the Houston Food Bank. And this year in particular, they're doing it with a little bit less. They're doing more with less as their federal funding has been cut $11 million. And so seeing that number in particular and getting some more opportunities to connect with them got me and Ron to a place where we're like, hey, we need to highlight this and we need to leverage the power of the Sports Radio 610 community to raise some money. And right now, y'all are blowing this out the water. And I mean, you're beating all our expectations, which keep going. Because we're currently at $12,000 plus of just pure donations. Our auction items are raising at this point about $5,000 themselves. We're still got a few hours to go. We appreciate you doing that. And I'm sure that the food insecure folks of Houston appreciated you as well, because the food bank had less funding. And you also mentioned, Ron, that they even are dealing with less physical food stuffs.
Yeah. So less than that. So you can also donate. By going, I've seen a lot of people text in say they have recently volunteered at the Houston Food Bank, which you can do that as well.
And that's needed as well. The money is great, but they still need the hands to do the actions as well.
And you can bring canned goods, food as well to the Houston Food Bank, because as I just said, they're low on that as well.
Yeah, so salute to y'all, man. Y'all kind of put this together, and y'all had the balls to do this all day long, man, from 6A to 6P.
That's right.
That's a tough job, man. But, salute to y'all, man.
Yeah.
As we continue on the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, yesterday, Diddy was found not guilty on RICO charges.
Sipped me right off my damn TV.
Yeah, I brought that up yesterday. I'm like, man, get my man. Ron was so excited, man. He was like, hey,
down,
y'all,
man.
Tune in.
I'm going to be on with worst offense.
Yeah.
God damn, come on, Luke. knew I was in mid-drink.
See, that's why when I was in college, I had a whole bunch of like just funny people as friends. We made a rule. No jokes while someone's drinking because that's how you drown. That's how it happens. It happens that quick.
That's a pretty dumb rule. How can you control that? How can you control, like, anytime there are drinks around, nobody
No, not when there's drinks around, but active somebody drinking? Well, like, yeah, you got to hold that joke for two more seconds.
It must have been some funny-ass timings, man.
That was good, man. My fault, man. Go ahead.
So he was found not guilty on RICO charges, but he was found guilty on the lesser charges. And just a little update, they tried to request bail for Diddy. They said nope.
Stay where you're at.
Not so fast, my friend. And it was a lot of fans kind of hanging around the courthouse, and CNN actually was on the scene. And why y'all got to take it so damn far, man? Here's CNN with the story and the update of what these fans are doing.
Been proper and etiquette that is happening inside of a courtroom. No, instead, I kid you not, people are pouring baby oil on one another outside this courthouse. Baby oil having a very big play in the freak-offs we heard about. You have people saying it's not RICO, it's Freako.
What the hell is wrong with y'all, man?
And they had Laura Coates.
And that audio is courtesy of CNN and Laura Coates.
When Laura said, I kid you not, that's when I knew she came and stepped out of her CNN body and stepped into her normal body of how she, I kid y'all not, these MFers is out here throwing baby oil all over themselves.
She said, y'all ain't going to believe this.
I kid you not. Boy, when I heard Laura Coates say that yesterday.
What is wrong with y'all?
We are a deeply unserious civilization is what I take away from that. We are way too unserious.
Hey, just for the giggles, I'm going to play this again.
Been proper and etiquette that is happening inside of a courtroom. No, instead, I kid you not. People are pouring baby oil on one another outside this courthouse.
What possesses you to go and do this?
How you think they was doing it?
Was it Chris Bosh type stuff?
Oh my god!
Somebody with the, like, they won the Super Bowl just over the
they had ski goggles on.
Hey, Doc, I'm
sorry.
They're
popping baby oil.
Hey, I'm telling you what, I know even Luke knows about code switching. Hey, Laura came smooth up out that switch and said, hey, I kid y'all not.
I kid you not.
Listen to what these bastards is out here doing. Oh, I'm sorry. That is, I apologize.
I'm like, why y'all got to be doing this, man?
Oh, my God. Well, I was live when I heard her say that. I could have fallen out and you would have just brought it back to me.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, people going people, man.
The last part was great too. What were they saying? They calling it Freako?
It's not a RICO. It was a Freako.
What a line!
Again, like
it's not weird.
These are all the crazy. This is all around very serious matters, and they're like, nope, we are going to act a fool.
You have people saying it's not RICO, it's Freako.
Unbelievable.
I missed that one.
That is a classically trained journalist.
Man.
Yes.
Oh.
Y'all got here out here being ghetto.
God, dog.
Man, hey, what's wrong with y'all?
I kid you not. Boy. I'm sorry. I need it.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, as we continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So, we all are sports fans. What is your... I would say, what's the most elite matchup you're excited to see ever? 713-572-46 in any sport.
Ooh,
what's a good elite matchup that you'd be like, "Ooh, I got to see this."
That's interesting.
It is. It's hard.
Like current or all time? Because I'm trying to think currently.
I would say make it easy. I would say all time.
Oh, all time is tough. Because I was gonna say currently.
Current.
I'm really looking forward to this. Canelo Alvarez
and Bud Crawford
and Bud Crawford fight. I am okay. I'm really looking forward to that.
Agreed.
It's got to be something that was a big like moment, a big thing.
I'm gonna probably go a little ahead. I want to see the Rockets and the Thunder face each other, man. I know we got a lot of time before that happened, but I feel like that would be an elite matchup right there.
To go along those lines, the second year, that year where the Warriors and the Cavs, we both knew like they were clearly the two best teams. And the first year was a little tough because the Cavs clearly weren't
lost
all the
Kevin
way.
Lost Kevin Love,
there
lost
was no
Kyrie.
Love and Kyrie. But then that second one, not really the when Durant got there, that became unfair. But when that
2016,
that one you just knew nobody in either except for maybe the Rockets or OKC. But you knew
that
neither
was the
one
best
of those,
of the best.
Like that was like I could not wait to watch that. Someone texted in Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. All right,
fair. Somebody said most of the tennis matches. That's the thing for me. I was trying to think. It's probably tennis, but I was like, the top end of tennis is actually pretty flooded now. So there's a lot of different folks. Like I was thinking Yannick Sinner probably in there somewhere on the men's side. I definitely would want
to
see.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's the last really good heavyweight fight? Someone text in like Holyfield Tyson.
It's probably Tyson Fury and well,
I don't know. About
I was like the Wilder one wasn't that tough because Wilder was
wilding.
Yeah.
Just after getting his
embarrassing his family and such.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask y'all this because a guy by the name of Devontae Yaps, he was kind of pissed off at everybody.
You did this for Ron's benefit.
He had we keeping the sports, man. We keeping the sports. So he had to defend why he was so excited to see his elite matchup.
Let me ask a real question. Why is it weird to be excited for an elite matchup when that's what the league was built on? You get hyped when you see LeBron versus Curry. You tune in when it's the Lakers versus the Celtics. But I can't get excited to see Cherokee versus Brian Pumper or Jim Jules versus J-Mac. Those are generational face-offs. That's Jordan versus Isaiah energy. You know it's going to be a classic before the game even starts. Let's be honest. When you see Jason Love or Johnny Sins in a thumbnail, you know the video's about to be fire. Okay, I understand. Wesley Pipes talks a little bit too much. Rico Strong is a dirty player. He's like a Draymond Green in this league.
Clearly.
He's chaotic, but he's reliable. You might hate him, but you need him. Nasir, we need you to stop hitting the Dougie mid-game. Just get a bucket and clock out. But for can we be all the way for real? The male athletes are doing 80% of the work and getting 10% of the credit. And you're telling me it's zesty for knowing who they are? No, I want to see the game played at the highest level by the best of the best. It's not weird. It's not an obsession. It's an appreciation of elite performances.
First off, impressive that he can stay up in that octave for that long. That's one of the first impressive things. And listen, he's right on the mark. I mean, that first time we got to see Mr. Marcus and Superhead go one on one, you may know her as Corinne Steffens. That time we got to see.
Is Luke over there Googling these names?
Please don't. That chronicle. Please don't do that on the company Wi-Fi.
That to see those chronicles where she clearly won in the fourth quarter. Actually, won in the second quarter in a couple of those matchups. It was the best of the best. So I get that. To stay up in that high octave, that's impressive.
Yeah, and he's doing this all in a row. Apparently, they had some type of Gooner convention.
Okay.
They had a Gooner convention, and he was walking around. Devontae Yaps was walking around in a robe, so he had the robe with the flip flops with no socks, and just meeting all of his superstars. Probably getting autographs and all that stuff.
I thought they already called that Comic-Con.
Wow, that's different. Another level of hate. Another level of hate that has popped up here.
Luke be sliding through my hand with these little small dubs.
Yeah, he's Jeffrey from the Fresh Prince when it comes to these little jabs.
Yes, jab and move.
That is a real jab and move.
I'm amazed that somebody, because we were talking about the matchups you want to see. Someone said they were stoked for Pacquiao Mayweather. And it was such a flop. Yeah, because they waited like 4 years too long.
That was way too late.
I lied and told myself I wasn't going to watch it. I was like, y'all waited too long. I don't care anymore. And then I watched it. I was disappointed in myself.
I was drunk and almost got into a fight with somebody.
Of course you did.
Pacquiao fight.
Are we talking about fighting?
I was in there just talking trash.
I know that about you. But when we talk about like boxing, big time boxing matches, that's what they're built off of, especially in instances where, you know, people come from different cultures. Those cultures back there fighter. Y'all end up in a fight party together, and now y'all fighting too. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I was a little drunk.
I know exactly what it was because it happens every time. Why
Courtney
do you think
said, Courtney said, Ron, are you serious?
Man. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. This is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I was thinking about this. I didn't really have a chance to talk about this, but the Lakers clearly sold for, what, $10
billion? $10
billion, the most in what, American sports history or something?
I think it's just sports history.
Just sports in general history?
Yep, I think it's the most. It's the most.
How much did the Denver Broncos ultimately go for?
Not 10.
Not, yeah.
Was that like seven? Maybe a six. Was that seven some?
Maybe six or so, yeah. I think the Cowboys would be the only team that would beat them. Maybe one of them soccer teams over. Yeah. In Europe or something, but
yeah. So I've been thinking about this. Do you feel like the NBA is in trouble when it comes to this type of stuff? Because since the Lakers sold for $10 billion, you had, I think, the Celtics sold for some billion too.
Six billion.
Not that long ago. This was right after they won the championship too.
Yeah.
So here's Richard Jefferson, and I want to say he was on the Road Tripping podcast. Pretty much talking about what's going on with all these NBA teams pretty much selling right now.
Lakers just sold. Charlotte just sold. Dallas just sold. Milwaukee just sold. Portland just went up for sale. All in the last like 3 to 5 years. The NBA is changing. There's owners that are getting out. We can look at this money and say, oh, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, why are all of them selling right now? Come on now. Let's not just be like, oh, owner got 10. Celtics won a championship, put their team up for sale. Like, the league is changing. The league is changing. And I like the league don't like to talk about it. But it's never good when the numbers are astronomical at $10 billion, you don't want a bunch of your assets up for sale at the exact same time.
So I want to ask y'all this. Do y'all think this is a coincidence, or maybe the owners are trying to get out of this? Maybe it's a sinking ship in some way. Do you like why are these owners trying to sell? Because it kind of put me in mind of in music, how people just start selling their masters. So you had people like Justin Bieber selling his masters and all of his music catalog for like $400 million. It seemed like they're trying to get ahead of something. Why do you think this is happening, and do you think the NBA is in a little bit of trouble?
I don't know if I think the NBA is inherently in trouble, but I do think that we're seeing in sports in general, as these valuations continue to go up, that you have to be a certain level, a different level of rich in order to, you know, pay all the money that it requires for this. So like you think of the number of teams that were bought for hundreds of millions as opposed to the billions. Now, those people, like their values, their individual like net worths aren't necessarily changing exponentially. But now they have to, like, the spending that's required in order to keep that thing up and going, even though obviously there's income coming in, is a different level, not just from that, stadiums and those types of things, other expenses around it. I think that it's requiring you to no longer just be wealthy, but super wealthy in order to be like an owner that is comfortable in the ways that like the Steve Ballmers and the Walton family that now is bought in to the Broncos, or Steve Cohen, the investment banker that bought into the, I think that is now the class of owner that you have, as opposed to simply just like the Buss family, where their whole business was just the team. I think that you're starting to see that in all sports. It's not just wealthy. Now you have to be super wealthy in order to comfortably own these teams.
Mm. Yeah. No, I don't think something bad, like they're going to fold or something. Like
it's not going to happen in the next couple years or anything.
No. Yeah. I don't think so. And these things have ebb and flows, because there's going to be a point where the NBA is moving into a more positive place.
But the flow is probably the concern, because the idea is the valuation continues to go up and up. That's why you buy in, as now they're being bought as investment properties as opposed to just kind of like vanity projects. But if you continue to buy in, where is it just going to continue to climb, or is there going to be a place where it plateaus? Because when it plateaus, that's where you can't sell on anymore, and whoever owns it is no longer getting that additional value. I think that's the only concern that would be there. But that's for the rich person to have.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious, too. Like, do you feel like the owners are a little bit worried about the future of the NBA?
I thought it was a bit of a red flag when, like, Mark Cuban got out. For all, you know, it seemed like he was so invested in the Mavs and the NBA. So that was an odd one to me. And he was the same guy, of course. We all know the quote about talking about the NFL, and a decade from now, you know, the NFL is going to be in trouble. I don't know if he saw some sort of writing on the wall of the future of the NBA, but that...
He saw writing on a check is what he saw.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my other point, that I see both sides of this, where I think that you can have some sort of concern, but then at the same time, to reference, you know, Ted DiBiase for the second time today.
Yeah!
I mean, everyone's got a price, so when you call the Lakers, like, hey, here's $10 billion, you'll still keep a 15%, whatever they kept, and your current role as whatever Jeannie Buss's title is. I mean, how do you turn that down, even as big of a Laker person and NBA fan you are? Everyone's got that price. $10 billion is hard to turn down.
No, it is, and you're still going for that. They just sold for the biggest sale that any sports team in the world has ever sold for. Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue on our radiothon here, you can continue to give by texting Sports Radio 610 to 71777. We've been getting help from all around the building. Our Odyssey family been stepping up, and even more, our girl Jessie Watt from The Mix. She is going to join us coming up next. We'll have some fun with her as we continue here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.